Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. My guest today is Andrew DePrisco. And Andrew is the co-founder and the president of Cabaret for Life. And Cabaret for Life is celebrating 20 years of success, raising funds for organizations that help people coping with life-threatening diseases. Every year, Cabaret for Life produces several cabaret and musical theater shows at local restaurants, clubs, and theaters. And to date, they have donated more than $250,000 to local and national charities. Pretty fantastic. So, Andrew, welcome, and thanks for being my guest.
Well, my pleasure, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
Well, you, as I said before, I've waited a long time to be able to have you as a guest. And first of all, we have to say congratulations, the most sincere congratulations, for 20 years of incredible work with Cabaret for Life.
Thank you. It seems like the years have flown by, and it was just two short decades ago when we decided to start this organization to help organizations around Monmouth and Ocean County.
Mm-hmm. And I have some memories of you and Fred Mayo sitting around my dining room table, kind of hashing out some of this stuff. It's just really funny to think about that was 20 years ago. Wow.
Right. Andrea, you were on one of our very first boards of directors and
yes.
helped with a lot of our PR stuff and
mm-hmm.
made a huge contribution in the early days of our organization.
Yes, well, I'll consider that a highlight of my my life, you know, being any really my association with Cabaret for Life. But who could have imagined? Could you have imagined your wild success at this point?
You know, it was just something we were doing at the moment, and we pretty much grabbed it and kept going, and the enthusiasm for the organization continued to grow year after year, and we had new benefactors each year and members who donated to us annually. And eventually we reached out beyond our initial group of organizations,
mm-hmm.
which were mainly HIV/AIDS back in the day. And
yeah.
We've now expanded to a number of other life-threatening diseases that affect everyone's life around us.
Well, if we can just go back in the day just a little bit, because for you, it kind of, I'm curious. I know that you used to volunteer at the center in Asbury Park, and you produced some events for them. And so how long have you had, where did this all come from that you knew how to put all of this theater together?
Well, I had studied theater in college, and
okay.
I was a good friend of Father Bob Kading. I still am a good friend
mm-hmm.
of Father Bob Kading. And Father Bob runs the center in Asbury Park and Center House. And I had done music in his church, and he knew that I was a theater person. And back in 1992, he was talking about starting the center for our brethren who were suffering from HIV/AIDS in and
right.
around Asbury Park and Monmouth County.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for a fundraiser. So I got together with a couple of his friends and my friends, and we put together the first fundraiser for the center. And that pretty much got the center going. And then the center relied on this cabaret show for the first 4 or 5 years of its existence as they were getting on their feet. And then after the fourth or fifth show, we had friends who were looking to do the show more than just during the summer. And we expanded to our own organization called Cabaret for Life. And with the assistance of Fred Mayo, who you mentioned, and John and Carol Hessels from Bradley Beach, who are our two
uh-huh.
co-founders, we established this nonprofit organization whose goal was to put on musical theater events and to donate our proceeds from those events to various charities. And the Center in Asbury Park was always one of our charities since the first
mm-hmm.
year. And
mm-hmm.
it expanded. To me, what's crazy about it, because on paper it absolutely makes no sense, is that most community theaters can't survive with just selling tickets because theater is so expensive to produce. And usually you need a sponsor or a benefactor to put up some money to make the show work. And we were saying, we're going to put up these shows and then we're going to donate all of our money and we're going to try to do it more than once. And by the grace of God, because we have so many wonderful supporters over the years who have continued with us, we're currently able to donate 100% of every ticket we sell to our charity. Which
it's
to me
fantastic.
Is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. And that's because we have some very wonderful benefactors who help us pay for the production of the show and the administration of the organization. And we have no paid administrators. It's all, everybody who runs the organization is a volunteer. And all of our singers are volunteers. So we have been able to create a model that works financially and which is appealing to the community. And we've been running pretty strong for the past, you know, our second decade has actually been much more successful than our first.
How did you come up with the name Cabaret for Life?
Cabaret for Life came to me after going to a concert. This was back in the day when Leonard Bernstein himself was conducting the New York Philharmonic. And he did a number of concerts called Music for Life. And they were AIDS benefits, and he had major opera stars. Jesse Norman sang, and this was in the 90s. And I thought that Cabaret for Life, as a tribute to Leonard Bernstein, would be a great title. And that's kind of how it happened.
All right. Well, that's it turns out to be a great name, of course. And excuse me, I always think about life as a cabaret. But it had really nothing to do with that. It's from Leonard Bernstein. Very cool. Very cool. So these days, you said your second decade has been much more successful. And so how have you seen this organization? How has it changed?
Well, the most significant change has been the venue. Because we used to do these shows maybe three times a year in various restaurants, and they were built-in dinner shows. And those were actually more expensive to produce. And then, thank God for Tim McClune, and he opened the Supper Club in Asbury Park. And it's a very unique venue for New Jersey. It is a cabaret club with the lights and the piano and the sound system all built in and cabaret tables right there in Asbury Park on the ocean. And we have been now producing shows at McClune's for the past seven summers. And these shows have been so profitable for us because Our ticket price is only $25 or $30 for the show, and Tim McClune, for the most part, donates the venue to us, and it's just become the most financially feasible way of doing this type of cabaret in New Jersey, and so we're really blessed to have Tim McClune as one of our supporters and for his wonderful staff at McClune's. It's just it's a dream come true for us. And I know personally for Tim McClune that Supper Club is one of his favorite spots of all of his spots. And he's a musician, and having a place play with the Shirleys is one of his favorite things in the world.
Well, it is a fantastic space. I mean, physically, it's just beautiful. And I really, as you say, it's a unique space and just perfectly well-suited for what you're doing. So I guess that, for you, that really was a game changer. Very fortunate. And, yeah, Tim McClune is wonderful about giving back for everything.
Absolutely.
Andrew, what have been some of your most favorite moments or favorite shows?
Over the years, you know,
I mean,
there's
so many.
We produce so many. There's, if you go on our website, there is a timeline of the probably 200 shows that we've done. The ones that stand out to me are a couple of the concerts that we did with Mama to the Chorus at the Axelrod Performing Arts Center in Deal. And we did a fully staged concert of Ragtime.
Oh, that was awesome.
Did a fully staged concert of Titanic, the musical. And these were extremely popular for the community. And the Axelrod space is a beautiful space. And that, too, is actually only about 10 years old. And the theater seats about 500. And actually, thanks to the Axelrods themselves, Herbert and Evelyn Axelrod, we were able to do those concerts with a full orchestra, which they basically paid for. So it was a very spectacular and successful concert for us. Both of those are favorite memories of mine.
You know, you're so fortunate, that is to say, Cabaret for Life is so fortunate because it has such wonderful community support from, well, the big people and the little people, because you need everyone. And your, what about your performers? Where now, first of all, I know you've got some alumni from Cabaret for Life who've really gone on to some way bigger and better things, and I want you to tell me about that.
Yes, I have to admit they are bigger and better.
Yes. Well, let's
probably,
talk about that right off the bat.
Yeah, our most famous alumna is Melissa Rauch, and she played Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory, which is the number one comedy in the country. And so we're very proud of Melissa. And Jared Gertner, who was one of our original performers, Jared's gone on to TV and Broadway, and he was in the Book of Mormon on Broadway. He was in Spelling Bee on Broadway. He opened the Book of Mormon in London and received an Olivier nomination for his performance. And one of my close friends is Gabrielle Stravelli. And Gabrielle is a cabaret singer in New York City. She's really
the only
one from Cabaret for Life to go on to do cabaret. And this past spring, Gabby won the New York Mac Award and the New York Bistro Award, which are the two highest cabaret awards in the country, and she won them both in the same year for Best Female Vocalist. So we're very proud of Gabrielle. And just this past October, she came into the concert for us at the Axelrod, Dr. Art Topolo on the keyboard, and he's a fantastic supporter of ours. And there are others who are, you know, on Broadway or have been in the company of various shows, either at Paper Mill. Kristen Pirro was in Rocky the Musical, which didn't last very long, but she still has quite a resume. She actually danced at the Metropolitan Opera on New Year's Eve this year with Renee Fleming in The Merry Widow. And Michael MacArthur was one of our early dancers. And he was at Paper Mill this past fall in Can-Can. And last night or the night before, he was in the Broadway concert of Bombshell, which was the musical that was created on the TV show Smash. So we've just had such talented people come through our doors and still stay in touch with us and sometimes come back. And we're hoping that most of these performers are going to be coming back to celebrate our 20th anniversary, which is a party that we're having in Asbury Park. We actually haven't revealed the place yet, so I'll reveal it here for you. It'll be at the Ocean Place, Berkeley, and it's on Saturday evening, November 14th. And it will be a gala evening of music and lots of great times and reunions with these performers and five honorees that are coming in who have helped us over the years. And it'll be a wonderful fundraiser for our beneficiaries.
Again, I really look back at 20 years. It's so hard to believe that so many people have, you know, passed through your, you know, through the Cabaret for Life doors and have really been amazingly talented. And so where are you getting all these amazing people? You know, the young people that are coming your way now, where do you find them? Or are they finding you?
Well, often they find us. We have a scholarship, which is called the John Rodriguez Scholarship, and it's named after one of our trustees who passed away suddenly at the age of 49. And John was our graphic artist and our set designer and mm-hmm. one of the sweetest, nicest men we've ever known. And he and his family were a part of Cabaret for years and still are. And we named the scholarship after John, and each year we hold auditions, and so we publicize that to the high schools, and this is our 11th year doing that, as a matter of fact, and we've had some pretty good luck with the performers who have come forward to audition for that, and a couple of them have even got on to Broadway from our scholarship. And they all go and pursue musical theater or drama mm-hmm. or some art in higher education. So the scholarship certainly is a way that we find new performers. And some of the other established performers in the area like to give back, and they come forward and do shows with us. We opened this season with a Frank Sinatra show a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and yes. we had five phenomenal performers, all who have been leads in musicals all over the area. And we had the five men all singing Frank Sinatra songs, and mm-hmm. Any one of them could have held the house for the whole night. And we're just very, very blessed to have these people volunteering for us. And we hope that new people continue to come in, and we love to find new blood. We have some new performers coming up in August when we are presenting Smokey Joe's Cafe,
yes,
which will take place on August 6th through 9th at the Pollock Theater at Monmouth University. And,
okay, so that's another great
directed.
Venue.
Oh, it's a great venue, and Monmouth University has been a great friend of Cabaret for Life for years. This is our third production there. And Jose de la Cuesta, who directs a lot of my shows at the Actorade, is going to be directing and choreographing this great songbook. It's the most fun jukebox musical ever written, all those 50s and 60s rock and roll songs, and it'll be a fabulous production
fun.
With about 20 singers.
Of course. That is going to be a lot of fun. Again, another really wonderful venue. So, you know, here you are tasked with putting together all these different shows. And so how do you figure out what inspires you, Andrew, to how do you decide? I want to do a show on this. I want to do that.
Well, I mean, inspiration is hard to put into words. But there are certain things that we do year after year because our audiences demand it. And this is Felix Truex's sixth summer doing a show
yes.
for us. And Felix is one of our founding members and is an
yes.
amazing singer and a pianist
mm-hmm.
beyond compare. And
mm-hmm.
every year he puts together a really terrific show at McLoone's. And this year he's playing there July 23rd and 30th. And so Felix is always on our roster. And our new signature show for the past 6 years is called The Housewives of Monmouth County. And this is a musical theater spoof of of reality TV, not any particular show, and not any particular housewives show per se, but these are the same five women every year telling their crazy stories, and they sing, they dance, they act. It's absolutely hilarious, and it this year is playing for four nights at McLoone's. And I always say, leave your husbands and your kids and your better judgment at home, and come and have a really raucous night with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just mention to anyone listening that after the show, I will do my blog, and on the blog will be links to Cabaret for Life's website, and the entire schedule is listed out on the website, correct?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about remembering anything. It's all there for you. And you can like them on Facebook. You guys are everywhere.
Well, thank you. We try to be everywhere.
Well, in a good way. I mean that in a good way,
yeah.
Andrew. So let's talk about your beneficiaries, because there's a purpose behind, there's a very important purpose behind all of this fund, and that is to raise money for people in need, people who are seriously ill. And like you said, your focus has shifted, because I know in the beginning it was much more AIDS, HIV-centered, but now you've really expanded the focus on your beneficiaries. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, we did begin with a number of AIDS organizations that were in the area, the main one being the center, but at the time mm-hmm. there were four or five others that were really seeking help. And as time has gone on, the HIV/AIDS community has not been as demanding, shall we say, that
okay.
because of medical breakthroughs, many more people are able to live with the HIV virus and have a normal life. Whereas mm-hmm. when we first started this, essentially HIV was a death sentence, and
yeah.
there were many people that were, you know, home dying and needed assistance at places like the Center in Asbury Park and the AIDS Resource Center and St. Clair's Homes were doing
mm-hmm.
All this great work. And early on, we did expand into breast cancer, because we had a number of our members express their desire to see us reach out to women that were suffering from cancer. And
mm-hmm.
so we expanded to A Time for Me, which was an organization in Brielle. And more recently, we've been supporting Mary's Place in Ocean Grove, which does wonderful work for women with cancer. And then our other focus of late has been children. And
mm-hmm.
Thank God, there really isn't that much with children with HIV, because children that are born with HIV usually grow out of the virus, before they're a few months old.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But children's cancer causes have been very close to our heart. And we've been supporting the Valerie Fund at Monmouth Medical Center. And we've also been supporting Francis Foundation for Kids with Cancer, which is another wonderful group. And the Jersey Shore Medical Center has a children's hospital, and we've been donating to them annually for many years now. And their staff is wonderful, and we've been to the facility. And if the community can give back to its hospitals, which has these programs for people that really are in need, we feel like if that's where our money is going, we're very happy to help anything that
mm-hmm.
has to do with children.
You've got some very fortunate beneficiaries. And again, when we look at that, you've donated over $250,000, how does that number sink in for you? Wow. That's a big number.
It actually grows every year. Last year, our donations just for the year were about $31,000. And
mm-hmm.
when we started, we were, barely able to have a $5,000 or $10,000 profit to donate. And
right.
Because, as I said before, that the McLoone series is so popular and so much fun, and people come and they not only buy their tickets for $30, they often become a member and make a donation on top of it. And we've just been able to raise higher numbers every year. And we really do try to keep using volunteers as much as
mm-hmm.
possible. We're always watching the bottom line and trying not to overspend on a show. And, and with the way things are today, everything is so expensive, food and clothing and everything. So it's not
yeah.
difficult to see, your checkbook go down to nothing. So we, all of our trustees are very careful about letting our expenses get out of control. So we're very conscious of that. And, we have to have some good, a good eye on the book
mm-hmm.
for sure.
On a personal note for you, what really drives you to continue doing this? What is your big motivator?
I'm a huge theater person, and I'm very passionate about the American Songbook, And so it's this whole thing has always been twofold. You know, on top of raising money for all these wonderful causes and kids and people in general,
mm-hmm.
I'm also very excited to present a show where the audience is going to walk out and say, we weren't really sure who Harold Arlen was. And now we realize that he's written 20 songs that we've known for our whole life, and I never heard of them. And, you know, and it's things like that. We've done songbook shows over the years to Harold Arlen and George Gershwin and Richard Rodgers and Irving Berlin and Johnny Mercer. And these are all names that you may hear, often on Jonathan Schwartz's show. And but for me, they're all very real people, and they live,
mm-hmm.
and they have a story to tell, and it's truly American music. And we were after the Sinatra show a few weeks ago. The people were leaving, and they were saying they really don't write songs like that anymore, do they? And I'm like, you know, they don't. I mean, I'd like to think I'm not that old to not be paying attention to to popular music today. But they really don't write songs like One for My Baby and One for the Road anymore. I mean, some of these songs are such classic.
This is how we keep these songs alive for the next generations to come and more
Absolutely.
And more people by doing these kind of events. Now, we're getting close to our 30 minutes being over. And I know you have some things that are coming up that you wanted to talk about. So I want to remind you.
Oh, sure. Well, tomorrow night at McClune's, we are doing a show called To the Crowd, and
mm-hmm.
It stars Bree Cade and Joe Ranga, who are two really popular performers in our area. And coincidentally, tomorrow night, I'm also opening the musical West Side Story at
mm-hmm.
the Astoria Performing Arts Center, and that plays for 7 nights, and 5 nights and 2 matinees. And you can find information about the Astoria on their website as well. And that show is quickly selling out because I know it's your favorite musical.
Yes,
you've told me
it
that.
Is.
And it's a wonderful cast with two professional singers in the leads. They're both volunteers for the Axelrod, but they're both David Smolnikoff is the is a recent Juilliard graduate, recent as in like 3 weeks ago, and Katie Alonghi. Very recent, and Katie Alonghi is a classical singer who's performed in the area and a voice teacher, and they're spectacular, and the chorus is spectacular, and it's a 19-piece orchestra, so that's very exciting to be finally bringing West Side Story to the shore. It hasn't been performed here in a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's about time.
Yeah, it's a great time for theater in the area.
Let me ask you this very important question. What do you want people to know about Cabaret for Life? Why is it important that they should pay attention to what Cabaret for Life is doing?
I'm always surprised when people say they haven't heard of us because, as you say, we've been in dozens
mm-hmm.
of restaurants over 20 years, and we've had probably 1,000 people perform for us over the years, if you count the children in choruses and the adults
right.
in choruses. I mean, we really have been out there for a long time. But more so than all of these other community theaters that are doing theater for the sake of theater, we're
mm-hmm.
actually doing music for the sake of helping other people. And we're a 501c3 organization, and donations to us are tax deductible. And we really do feel that we're making a difference within our own community, and that
right.
all you have to do is go to our website and recommend an organization for us that you think needs help. And as long as they fit our criteria, which is helping people who are suffering from life-threatening diseases, we actually will fund them. I've had people
okay.
come to shows and they say, we'd really love to see our organization, you know, get involved with yours. And I'll say, well, come and buy a table, and at the end of the night, I'll give you $1,500 for coming. And we've actually
right, you know
done
what?
It, and
Andrew,
they were a great organization.
We have like 20 seconds left, so I want to say,
okay.
Andrew DePrisco of Cabaret for Life, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being my guest today. I will see you Friday night at West Side Story. Hey, can 30 minutes change your life? Maybe. So keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Bye, everyone. Bye, Andrew.